Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 509. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track from Milk Teeth from Bristol in the UK. The song is called Given Up, and it's on the band's self-titled album. Came out March 27th of this year on Music for Nations. That's a band that so many people I follow really enjoy, and I thought, I just don't hear it. I'm going to get that album, give it a good shot, and I did, and there are things in here that are wonderful. There's some guitar tones there that kind of grind in a wonderful Sunny Day Real Estate sort of way, but there's also some sort of weird post-grunge thing that happens there, and well, it's a mixed bag. I think there's enough in there that has impressed just about everyone I know, and me, there's some parts. Anyway, I think I've got a good podcast for you, though. So let's jump into some more music here. This is something brand new from Ultimate Fakebook. The song is called After Hours. After Hours, I'm a
education.
That was a goddamn party there, that's what that was. We ended that set with Teenage Bottle Rocket with the track I Found the One. That's on the band's album Tales from Wyoming, which came out back in 2015 on Rise Records. The first album from the band that I've ever picked up, and just the price was right. I'm a big fan, though. I've seen them live a couple of times, and gosh, that track there, I think they're worshiping from the same Descendants altar as I do. Before that, we heard from the Marinooks. The song is called I Still Love Detroit Rock City, and it is on their first EP titled Imaginatively EP1 that they put out themselves. Just came out March 13th of this year. That band from Hamilton, Ontario there. And it is pop punk, and it's, you know, got a little bit of gruff edge to it, and I like it. And before that, we heard from Ultimate Fakebook. The song is called After Hours, and it's on their new album, The Preserving Machine. It doesn't come out until this Friday, April 10th, on Sonic Ritual. The band's first album in, I don't know, maybe 1,000 years, 2,000 years. I don't know how long it's been, but they are back at it, still loving Cheap Trick, still loving Kiss, still loving Big Star, and producing some fine music there. And, you know, some people said it, maybe it sounds like a new version of their old stuff. I don't know. Kind of sounds like their old stuff to me, but that's a good thing. I don't need much variation from my Ultimate Fakebook. Glad to have them back. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together, but hopefully I make a good podcast and keep you coming back week after week. Anyway, we're going to diverge things for a little bit here. I'm going to jump back to 1965 with a track from Twinkle, Ain't Nobody Home But Me.
Why is it every time we have a little fuss, you take your wounded pride? and your head right straight for a bar and a bottle and try your best to crawl inside. Please stay there till I get there, we'll work it out together. We'll take a little walk and have a little talk and you feel a whole lot better. You're really worth the trouble that you're putting me through. Then you roll them baby blue eyes at me and I jump like a kangaroo. Stay there till I get there and we'll work it out together. We'll take a little walk and have a little talk and you feel a whole lot better. Well, I've thought about leaving you many times and I've even packed my bags a few. Then the telephone rings and I can't do a thing but run right straight to you. Baby, stay there till I get there and we'll work it out together. We'll take a little walk and have a little talk and you feel a whole lot better. Please stay there till I get there and we'll work it out together. We'll take a little walk and have a little talk and you feel a whole lot better. Stay there.
If you're a first-time listener of the Too Much Rock podcast, that may have shocked you. But if you're a longtime fan, you know my love for classic country. And it doesn't get any more classic than Lynn Anderson there from 1970. The song is called Stay There Till I Get There. And it is the lead track off of the album of the same name, released on Columbia Records. It was her first for Columbia. That track in particular, written by Glenn Sutton, her husband at the time. And she lived a hard life and found her way to a hard death as well. Read her wiki article for all the sadness there. She never did promise you a rose garden. Before that, we heard from Twinkle, a.k.a. Lynn Ripley, with the song Ain't Nobody Home But Me. That's on a new compilation called Girl in a Million, the complete recordings put out last April, by RPM Records. That's the cherry red sub-label there. That song written by Tommy Scott, her producer. The compilation is pretty good. I think it includes all of her sides for Decca, and then a couple of sides that were cut elsewhere, and then everything else she ever recorded, some demos, and boy, it did get kind of scary into the 70s, but that mid-60s output there, just very good. There's some crazy covers on there, too. Her cover of I'm a Believer, made in 1982, kind of a comeback. There's kind of a synth-pop version. Fantastic. You're going to hear me DJing that sometime and go, what is that? And I'm going to know the secret. It is Twinkle. Anyway, I'm about out of time, so let me wrap things up here. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 509. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, you name it, at Sid Much Rock. Normally I look at the concert calendar now, but, well, there's nothing out there. We're not seeing shows. Lots of things are happening online, and, well, you know, my opinion is on those. It just doesn't feel the same to me. It just isn't worth it to me. Hopefully you're finding something out there that keeps you healthy, happy, and sane. Nothing new really on the website. I think I probably have some photos that should be up there, but it's just hard to get motivated. But maybe I'll get there. So let's end up with one track left here, a band called The Lovely Eggs from Lancaster in the UK. The song I play is called New Dawn. It's a little different than the rest of the album. This one is kind of slow and plodding and hypnotic and kind of nice. The rest of the album is chaotic. And there are a couple of songs that kind of feel a little Sonic Youth-y. And there's others that are just even further out than that. And, well, I'm not a further out kind of guy. So the album is called I Am Moron, just came out last week, April 3rd, on their own label, Egg Records. For those who like kind of the psych influence, I can feel it here. It's just not my thing, but this track I enjoy because it's a little hypnotic, a little nice, and it stretches out lovely. Anyway, so we're going to end things here. This is The Lovely Eggs. The song is called New Dawn. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week. Thank you.
shifts within you. The plow destroys the land. The eagle eats the blackbird. The blackbird eats the worm. The solitude of living. The screw that will not turn. country kitchen. Smear it out as you go. Embellish marble worktops with excretory flow. Step through the country kitchen. Smear it out as you go. Embellish marble worktops with excretory flow. Low, 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 low.